Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Southeast Wisconsin has some of the best high school and college athletes in the country. How did they get their start? Where did they begin their journey? It's time to talk about some of the best youth sports programs in the area. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will. It's time for the Youth Sports Show with the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're talking youth soccer today. Junior Red Knight soccer, to be specific, Oswald Bechua.
That's correct.
Close, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been practicing. Man, it's good to see you again, sir. How you been?
Pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, I've been good. It's almost starting to feel like outdoor soccer weather. Almost.
Almost. Oh, 2 weeks away from spring season, so.
Well, yeah, it might be 3 weeks. If this snow doesn't get out, man, it's going to be a little bit too wet for maybe you guys to start training and playing and all that. Hey, Oswald, we had you in maybe a little over a year ago to talk a little bit about the Junior Red Knight program. It's part of the Milwaukee Lutheran school, and that's where the Junior Red Knight comes from. You're a Milwaukee Lutheran grad?
Yes, I am, 2012.
Yeah, proud?
Yes, very proud.
Good school?
Very good school, yes.
My daughter is first year teaching there, and she absolutely loves it. She was nervous, had not taught in high school before. And she's a Milwaukee Lutheran grad as well and came back home.
Nice.
And it's been a really good year for her. Katie Bonner is her name, and she teaches she's got freshmen.
Freshmen, okay.
And, you know, freshmen are scared in the beginning. You start getting a little curious as the year goes on. So she said, you know, Dad, it's interesting that once, you know, they get to know you a little bit, get comfortable with their surroundings, it gets a little bit more difficult, but she's really liking it. And thinks that they're doing some really good work at Milwaukee Lutheran. So you should be proud of your alma mater. You're a coach over there, correct?
Yes, I coach both boys and girls soccer.
On the varsity level?
Yes.
How are the programs?
We're growing.
Yeah?
We are growing. I took over the boys program this year. So I'm excited to work to take that program in years to come. So.
Yeah. You soccer's in your blood, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Since I was little.
Yeah. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Tanzania, East Africa. I've been here for about 15 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Soccer was big growing up there, huh?
Yep. Every school. Every day after school, we play soccer.
Every day?
Every day.
Not basketball? Not baseball?
Nope.
Not football? None of that?
Just soccer.
Just soccer.
Yeah.
And so when you moved here, were you surprised that not everybody was interested in soccer as you were?
Yes, I was actually. So in sixth grade, came in first day of classes asking, hey, so when are we playing soccer? Like, they're like, what are you talking about, soccer?
Yeah.
Play basketball here or flag football. I'm like, okay. So.
Did you play any other sports?
So I went for basketball.
Okay.
Because I was one of the tallest kids in the class, so I played. It was fun. I played in middle school and high school also for 4 years.
At Milwaukee Lutheran?
Yeah.
Who's coaching then?
Then I was just a Mesh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I see him a lot because I coach basketball at Martin Luther. And Coach Mesh is kind enough sometimes to allow us to come into his classroom if we're going to have a pregame meal or something and we're looking for space. And he's a big fan of what we're doing at Martin Luther. He's a heck of a basketball coach.
Yeah, I liked him when I was a coach. So.
Yeah, and a good teacher.
Yes,
again, my daughter, it's funny because the other guy who runs the school at Martin Luther is Dr. Wayne Jensen,
mm-hmm.
who's a Milwaukee Lutheran guy, and he was a basketball coach at Milwaukee Lutheran for a while when he was a teacher there, and I was coaching at Dominican, and I didn't like coaching against him because he'd come way down on my side. He'd walk out of the coach's box, and I'd say, hey, get over to your side, and he'd say, man, you leave me alone. You coach your team. We'd yell at each other, and my daughter would say, don't yell at Dr. Jensen. He's the best teacher I've ever had. And I'd say, well, he's ticking me off as a basketball coach, that's for sure. And now he's the principal at Martin Luther. And Oswald, I'm not at the top of my game today. And I told this story during the Nary show, but basketball team at Martin Luther mm-hmm. has made it to the sectional finals, We got a game tonight, 7 o'clock in Evansville, Wisconsin.
Evansville, where's that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's up near Stoughton, out of Madison, playing against Beloit Turner. So they're sending us about an hour and a half away. But if we get this one, we get to the state tournament next week. And man, I'm nervous. Did not sleep well last night, Oswald, as you know. And I'm sure when it gets to this point where you're one step away, you want to finish the deal. Mm-hmm. Let's get this thing done.
Congrats, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. And then we take a breath and say, if we can get there, okay. If we're going to get there, we might as well try to win the thing, right?
Exactly.
That's the whole idea. Hey, let's talk a little bit about some of the things going on at the Junior Red Knight soccer program. When you started this program, you had no idea how many other smaller youth soccer programs were trying to get going or in place when you started the Junior Red Knight program.
Yes, that's exactly.
There's a lot.
Yes, there is actually, yeah.
So you compete. I mean, you have to compete with other clubs throughout, not only through in your area, mm-hmm. which is the northwest side of the Milwaukee area, because there's a number of them. You know, the Kickers are, 3 miles from you, 4 miles?
Yeah.
And Menominee Falls has their own. Mm-hmm. And then high schools start their own as well.
Yeah.
So you're competing with a lot of different soccer clubs to get kids to join the Junior Red Knight soccer program. If a parent comes to you and says, look, we've got a lot of options, what sets you apart? Why should we have our son or daughter come to you?
I think family, Christian values. We bring God first in everything we do. I don't think a lot of clubs can say that about themselves.
Right. We play for him, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's the slogan, and where I coach basketball in Milwaukee Lutheran and Lake Country Lutheran are all under the same umbrella, mm-hmm. and that we play for him is, I think that does stand apart. That makes you stand out, and when you talk about, you know, we coach with Christian values, it's not just a slogan for you.
Yeah, no, we practice it every day in classes, in games, in practices. Before every practice, we pray. Before every game, we pray. And after the game, too, we pray. So,
do you invite the other team to come in?
We do sometimes. If we play another Christian school, we say, "Hey, you guys want to join us for a prayer in the middle of the pitch?" They say, "Yeah, sure, we can do that."
Yeah, come on, let's do that together. I think that's a good sign. When I do a show called Faith in the Zone, mm-hmm. and where I talk to men and women all over the country that'll come on a secular sports station and talk about their faith, and we talk a lot to public school guys that say, "Hey, look, I need to be careful with how I approach this, but certainly you don't have to be that way."
No, that's the beauty right there. I don't have to worry about it. You can just say what I think.
Yeah.
And
at the youth level, do you find that kids are more prepared to play soccer or at a better place, especially at those early ages, the 7, 8, 9, maybe 10-year-olds, have they been around the game? Does it seem to you that kids are improving at that age, or are they just starting out at that age? I mean, you talked about you played soccer every day after school, so you already had some knowledge of the game when you were that age. Is this their first introduction to the game?
Well, yeah, for sure, especially in the city. That's mostly most of the kids that play basketball or baseball, so soccer is really the next option. So first time with a lot of first timers coming to play soccer. So it's kind of beautiful to see, actually, how much they improve.
Yeah, and because they leaps and bounds, because if they've just learned in the game. And look, if we're talking about some city kids, a lot of times we're talking about some really good athletes. Mm-hmm. That if you can teach them the game, do they have to fall in love with the game to get really good?
I guess it depends on the person, I'll say. Maybe some. They have to. Some are good anyways. It doesn't matter if they like it or not. So some people just natural. So it depends.
It's a great crossover, too, if they want to play other sports.
Yes.
You know, I love, as a basketball coach, I love soccer kids. Mm-hmm. You boys can run all day and you defend.
Yes.
You can't shoot a lick. You know, none of you guys can shoot very well. But I'll tell you what, on the defensive end and their fitness level, always really high and able to move their feet exceptionally well on the defensive end. Did you see a really nice crossover when you played basketball at Milwaukee Lutheran?
For sure. So on defense, for sure, that helped me a lot with my feet.
Right.
A couple of guys who play soccer, I think their calling card was defense because they could move their feet pretty well.
Right.
So,
could you shoot the ball at all?
Actually, I could. Yeah.
Come on now.
We had a play for me called Power Special in high school. So
we got a hoop out in the parking lot. Maybe during the break we'll go play a little 1-on-1. You can't hold me. No, hey. I'm just kidding. I'm an old grandfather of almost four. Yeah. I'm only kidding when I say stuff like that. Hey, you've got a camp coming up that we wanted to talk about, and we'll talk about it. Certainly throughout the show, and it's a while from now, but you want to put it on your calendar. It's your annual Junior Red Knight Soccer Camp happening June 24th through the 28th from 9 to noon.
That's right.
Where is it? At Milwaukee Lutheran?
Mm-hmm.
And you're hosting the camp with the Ace Soccer Club, another local club that's based on the south side. What made you guys come together as a group?
Because we thought that maybe if you want to grow the soccer in Milwaukee, why fight for kids? Why not like join forces, join resources? Some things we have, they don't have. Something they have, we don't have, and vice versa. So why not join those forces and kind of bring more kids together and like help soccer grow in Milwaukee?
Yeah, and you're not competing. Milwaukee Lutheran probably isn't competing for kids on the south side as far as wanting to go to Milwaukee Lutheran. I don't think. Maybe they are. There's some kids from the south that probably go to Milwaukee Lutheran. Did the kids that join this camp, are these kids that – maybe in the funnel to be a Milwaukee Lutheran student, or will you take anybody?
We'll take anybody.
Yeah.
You don't have to be kind of Milwaukee Lutheran to come here, so it doesn't matter to us. We would like for you to come, if anything,
sure.
Because I think we're a good school academically and Christian-wise.
Right.
We're a good school.
Do you work in the school?
No. I actually work at Boys and Girls Club as a program coordinator.
You do? Where is that located?
Bayview.
Excellent.
Yes.
What kind of things are you doing over there? Are you setting up all the youth programs and stuff?
Yep.
A lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
You're busy every day.
Yes, I enjoy working with youth, so I think I'm in a good line of work.
Good for you. How long have you been there?
For about a month now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man, good spot for you.
Yes.
Good for you. Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue talking Junior Red Knight Soccer, and we'll talk a little bit about their mission statement, some of the things that they believe. Want to find out from Oswald if all they want to do is win games, or if they want to just teach these kids the game that he loves so desperately. This is a sport that he loves a lot, and he loves to be able to teach it to these kids. So let's talk to him about a little bit about his heart, his mission statement when it comes to the Junior Red Knight Soccer program. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and we're talking Junior Red Knight Soccer today. Oswald Bachois, really getting close on that thing. Are you the founder? Are you the president? Are you the guy that runs it? What's your title on this?
Director.
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 We'll go with that.
Yeah.
You are the director of the Junior Red Knight Soccer program. Is it a co-ed program?
It's boys and girls.
So it is co-ed. You have boys and girls. Now, do the boys play on the boys' team, girls play on the girls' team? If that's a girl is good enough, wants to try out for the boys' team, are they allowed to do that?
Yeah, they can do that.
Yeah.
I don't see a problem with that.
Excellent. Hey, you guys have, for girls ages 9 through 12, the program offers competition at both the club and recreational level in order to challenge skilled players and give an opportunity for beginners to learn and develop their soccer skills. As we're going through this, I'm going to give you a couple of ways to get a hold of these guys. Junior Red Knights, jrredknights.com. It is jrredknightssc.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go through that again. It's JR for Junior, Red Knight SC Soccer Club.com. Phone number 262-225-8691. 262-225-8691. If you want to get more information, girls soccer for you guys, I think girls soccer's come a long way. And I do believe that the Olympic team in the United States has had a lot to do with that. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I believe so.
Because
World Cup wins.
Yeah, the success that they've had has I think, kind of, it shines a light on how good women's soccer and girls' soccer can be in the United States. And I think that draws a lot of girls into play. Are you seeing numbers bigger on the girls' side or the boys' side, you personally?
I think it's still boys' side. There's a lot more numbers. But girls have grown a lot from just seeing club level players, seeing high schools. Some high schools have like three teams on their program. So
right.
So it's growing a lot.
It is growing a lot. It is, and I agree with that. When you guys put together the Junior Red Knight Soccer Club, you weren't the girls' coach prior, correct?
No, I was not, no.
And did you see then that this is something with the Junior Red Knights program, that if you can really work on the girls' side, that certainly will benefit the high school team?
Yes, that's correct.
There's a lot of competition right now for girl athletes. Mm-hmm. Volleyball has blown up, as you know. Girls' basketball is getting bigger and stronger. It's a difficult thing to ask girls to play soccer year-round. Is this something that they can play during just outdoor soccer season and still develop into a good player?
I believe so. I did when I was growing up. I played each sport, basketball, tennis, soccer. So I was kind of all over the place with I think it helps you, actually, if you play multiple sports. So, like, soccer can help you with basketball or volleyball in terms of your moving with your feet.
Yeah,
so,
I agree with that. Are you a big indoor soccer person? That's a different game for you.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of it, but I see the value of indoor soccer. It kind of teaches you to play quick, better touches, maybe develop your skills, but I'm not really a big fan of indoor soccer.
How about futsal? That's growing too, isn't
it? Yeah, it's growing a lot, actually.
Keith Tozer is big into that.
Yeah.
And he was the Wave coach. I worked for the Wave for a long time. And he is on a national level right now, big in the United States with futsal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think futsal has a really valued soccer, actually. Especially with your first touch, it really helps you a lot.
Have you played it?
Once. Yeah? And I did not like it.
You didn't?
No.
Well, you can ask why. You're a purist.
Yes, I'm a purist. Yeah. So I prefer those, especially as a goalie, it's hard to play futsal inside. So
it's almost like it's even harder than playing goalie in indoor soccer.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think there's some benefit to it. It's almost as a basketball coach when kids play in 3-on-3 tournaments. Like, you're going to get a lot of shots up, and mm-hmm. I understand that, but the spacing is so much different, mm-hmm. and there's a lack of defense. So you get by one guy, you can score, mm-hmm. and I don't know if it's realistic. Football is going big into 7-on-7, and that's something we're going to talk to you about as mm-hmm. well, the 7-on-7 soccer summer league that you guys run. But it's not realistic. No. You know, football, they and it's getting huge. And it's a throwing league is what it is. And, mm-hmm. and you have quarterbacks and your receivers who are getting a lot of reps together. But a quarterback sitting back in the pocket with nobody ready to hit him right. is different.
Right.
You know, it's just different. So I understand why you didn't like it.
Right.
The indoor side of it, and there's a lot around here that kids can play indoor. Mm-hmm. And it is a different game. I think little kids like playing indoor better because it's a smaller space. Mm-hmm. And like you said, they get more touches and they get to score. But I don't know if you can develop your soccer skills on the indoor level to be a really good outdoor player.
I think there's a different philosophy to that. I think with like indoor, you're learning to operate in a small space, and like making quick decisions and like making off-ball runs. But with outdoor, it's like a whole big space of an area. So it's kind of a different dynamics of how you're looking at it.
Right.
So I guess it really depends on what coach you're asking. For me, I prefer to stay outdoor and do it that way.
Hey, getting back real quick to this soccer camp that you guys are hosting. Again, it's June 24th through the 28th. So as the weather starts to turn, and parents, you're looking for things for your kids to do this summer, and you know if you're going to get them to a basketball camp or a soccer camp, let me tell you a little bit about this one because I'm impressed with it. And we talked about it a year ago, and it looks to be kind of the same, and you tell me if it is. But again, June 24th through the 28th, it'll be at Milwaukee Lutheran High School as part of the Junior Red Knight Soccer Program. There's no fee.
No fee. It's free.
It's a free summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that, if I can ask?
Fundraising.
Good.
We use some of the – we talk about summer league. We use some money from there to help the cost of running the camp.
So they can come for a week from June 24th through the 28th from 9 to noon. So it's a morning camp. You will take these kids, and they don't have to have soccer experience.
Nope, not required. No, not at all.
How many coaches will you have there, do you think?
Uh, Four to five
coaches. Mm-hmm. Some will work with the kids that are the first-time players. Mm-hmm. Some will probably work with the middle skilled level kids. And I'm sure that you've got one or two that will work with the higher-level kids that want to get involved in this camp. The camp is free, similar to how it was last year. Again, no soccer experience required. You just come and have fun. Last year, their camp had a decent turnout, despite the weather. It was tough weather last year.
Yeah, it was raining every morning that day.
Three of the 5 days, something like that. Your average between 15 and 20 kids per day.
Mm-hmm.
If the weather's good and it's a free camp, you're going to get way more than that.
Yes.
You just are. And what you're looking to is participation from kids from the neighborhood. But with this addition to hosting the camp with the Ace Soccer Club, mm-hmm. you'll have kids from all over Southeast Wisconsin.
That's right.
And that's kind of the goal. Mm-hmm. If you get 50 kids, will you find more coaches to come in?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to make a phone call or two. You're kind of in
some
that.
My captains from boys team, I can, hey, come help over here. So they'll come. So
they will
like
come.
Coaching too, so.
If you make a phone call, they will come.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
How was the team? How were the teams last year at Milwaukee Lutheran?
We're decent, actually. We had some struggles here and there. We had a lot of injuries from last year to our best players. So that kind of hurt us a little bit. But overall, we had a very young team. I think we had like 5-6 freshmen on varsity.
Wow.
And
are they all back?
They're all back.
Good.
And a lot of sophomores too. So I'm excited for the future of the program and seeing them grow this year. So.
How are you as a coach? Are you a quiet guy? Do you get after a little bit? Do you yell at the line judge a little bit? What kind? How are you as a coach?
So I'm a referee also. So I don't yell at the referees. So I kind of know the feeling of coaching and reffing at the same time. So I'm usually nice with other referees.
Yeah.
In terms of with the kids, both ways. It depends on who I'm coaching.
Yeah.
Some kids I really can't do as much. So it depends on their personalities.
How long have you been coaching?
3 years now.
Okay. Look, you got a long way. You're still a young buck.
Yeah.
Okay? You got a long way to go. And 5 years from now, 10 years from now, the way you're coaching now, it might not be at similar at all to where you are. 36 years I've been doing basketball. Mm-hmm. And I'm way different than I was the first three, the first five, even the first 10 years of coaching. Mm-hmm. And thank God for that. I have to tell you, because I'm almost embarrassed, to be honest with you, Oswald, the way I was when I was a real young guy and doing some coaching. It just it was not who I am, at least for sure, anymore.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of respect for guys that will step up and ref games. Mm-hmm. On the basketball court, in the soccer pitch, right? Mm-hmm. Those guys, you know, a lot of people yelling at them. They don't need me telling them. They know the rules.
Right.
You know, they take care of that on their own. Do you find that early on when you're coaching kids that you'll realize which kid you have to put your arm around and which kids you can challenge to make them better?
Yeah. I actually had to learn that the hard way my first year coaching. I couldn't really tell the difference between who I can do that and who I can't do that. So
you yelled at everybody.
Yelled at everybody, and I knew, okay, it's probably not a good way to go about it.
Right.
So I kind of like a learning process too, as a young coach too, like learning, okay, man, it's not a good idea to do that. Oh yeah, that's a good plan to do. So,
yeah. Do you find out? Did you take from some of the guys who coached you at early ages? Do you find that you're going back to some of the things that you heard from them, some of the drills that they did to get kids better?
Oh, for sure. One of my favorite coaches, Van Dellen, he was a coach from my sophomore to my senior year, and he also principal at the Arudima Lutheran School.
Sure.
I liked him as a coach a lot, and I use a lot of his concepts when I coach too. So,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're playing for coaches, you think, man, this guy hates me, or why would he be doing this?
Yeah.
And then you realize when you start coaching, mm-hmm. okay, that actually makes some sense.
Yeah.
I get text messages or phone calls from people I've coached in the past, and Facebook messages a lot, where they'll say, hey, you're not going to believe this, but I'm coaching a fifth grade team or a sixth grade team, and I'm doing the same stuff that I used to yell at you about or think bad about you and saying the same stuff that you used to say.
Yeah.
And that certainly is, that's flattery is mm-hmm. what it is, because they realize that maybe some of the things we're doing did work. Hey, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, this 7-on-7 soccer summer league, that we want to talk about. I want to get your feeling on, ask what this is, who's involved, how people can get involved if they want to get involved. But you've is this your baby, or have you started this?
Yeah, it's my baby right here.
So. Yeah, we'll talk about it. He's Oswald Beschois. He is the director of the Junior Red Knight Soccer Program, and we're going to talk to him about the 7-on-7 Soccer Summer League that he is starting, and we'll do that on the other side of the break. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern, we're talking Junior Red Knight Soccer. He's the director of this program. He's Oswald Beschois. Boy, I'm getting close on that thing. I'm closer than most, right?
I think, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, when I called over to the high school, because we were going to be joined, Jared, the AD, could not make it today, but we thought he was going to come in, and I didn't get the correct pronunciation of his last name for the promo that cut. And then I asked the woman, she goes, well, he was a student. I just called him Oswald B., so good luck with that one. And I said, all right, thank you very much. Second year for the 7-on-7. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about this and where the idea came up from.
Okay, so basically the idea is for players in summer, because we can only do so much with them in the summer, to get touches, get in shape, get some chemistry with each other, with other teams, with their own teammates. Because I know for my program, I know if I didn't do this, they would sit around and play video games all day,
right,
for summer. So it's more kind of keeping tabs on them to see so that they're improving, they're growing as players.
Yeah,
and just kind of staying out of trouble, just playing something they love.
Yeah, again, you're a young buck, one of the young coaches, and what a great idea! I love the fact that the first thing you said was, "I don't want to play in video games all day."
Yeah,
you know that was something that didn't happen. You know, when I was a kid, we were out on the playground all the time because mm-hmm. video games weren't around. And now I see it with the kids I coach. If they get an hour between we'll have a meal and they don't have to be back before game time, you know, for an hour, they'll get to somebody's house and go play for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a big part of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that you can get them away from that, how many schools are involved in the league?
So last year we had 6 schools for 12 teams, coach, the board of varsity and JV team. This year, we're going to have 24 teams. So 12 schools, each team has 1 varsity and 1 JV team.
Good for you.
Yes.
Did those other schools reach out to you, or did you reach out to them, or a combination?
A combination of it. You kind of word of mouth and here and there, and you got some coaches who are very interested, some very, they're excited about it. Like, oh yeah, this is a good idea for me, for my players to use this as a resource in the summer.
And so it's 7-on-7, so obviously the field is quite, you cut it in quarters, or what do you do?
It's 70 by 35.
Okay.
So it's still have spacing and like, as you would as a regular field, but it's still like, it's less people, and like, the goals are a little bit smaller, but still like, nice size.
And you have a goalkeeper?
Mm-hmm.
So the goalkeeper then is getting a lot of shots at him.
Exactly.
A lot of shots on goal. Is there a normal kind of score? Because, you know, people complain there's not enough scoring in soccer, and I used to agree with that. I don't anymore.
No.
You know, when I worked for the Rampage, the outdoor soccer team, and Bob Gansler introduced me to the sport. Mm-hmm. He sat down and broke down film. And when you learn from a guy who was the World Cup coach here in the United States years ago, you learn the game. And it's when it's played correctly, it's a beautiful game.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And I don't mind 1-0 games.
Yeah.
But 7-on-7, there's some scoring going on.
Yeah, it depends the style teams play. Teams play a very defensive style of soccer. So it can be like a 3-2, like a lower scoring game.
Yeah.
With a high score, you can see maybe even 8-7 or 8-10-9.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So.
So these kids get a good feeling how to finish too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's important. Is there still time for schools to get involved in this, or have you closed the door?
So we have until April 29th.
Okay, so you've got time.
You got a lot of time, yes.
Hey, if you're a soccer guy out there and your son or daughter, is it all boys at this point?
Yeah, it's all boys. I do one in the winter for girls.
Okay.
But for summer, I do boys.
So if your son is a soccer player, what can you off the top of your head, and if you don't know him, it's okay. Do you know exactly what schools are involved right now?
So we have Pius.
Yep.
Wafish Bay, Tosa East, Tosa West, West Bend East.
Milwaukee Lutheran.
Yeah, Milwaukee Lutheran in my high school. Franklin, Tenor Veritas, St. Augustine Prep.
Okay.
And I think I'm blanking on a couple of schools.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So, but if your son or if you're a coach in a program that Oswald did not talk about, you certainly can reach out and you go to their website. Going to your website is the best way, correct? Mm-hmm. To be able to get in contact with you. Junior Red Knight SC. So Junior Red Knight Soccer Club. JuniorRedKnightSC.com is where you want to go. And you can get in contact if you want more information on that 7-7 Soccer League. Is that played at Milwaukee Lutheran?
Yep, every Sunday. So from 3 to 7. So if you have nothing to do on a Sunday afternoon, you want to come watch some good soccer?
Yeah. And it's summer. What time does it start? Or when does it start? Oh, what time of year?
June 9th.
June 9th?
To August 11th.
August 11th.
Yeah, from 3 to 7. So everybody's playing at the same time.
Yeah. Boy, a lot of soccer kids playing at Milwaukee Lutheran at that point. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that one of the things you talked about why you put this together was not only so, you know, the kids on your team and these other teams can hang out a little bit, mm-hmm. but then they can meet some of the kids from the other teams as well.
Right.
And, look, soccer is worldwide, it's a huge sport. Not mm-hmm. so big here. It's just not in Southeast Wisconsin, and I think it's growing myself. But I think to build chemistry not only with your team, but build chemistry and create chemistry within the other teams is a really good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Other schools, they have to be a little surprised when they find out you're doing this and hoping that everybody's getting better, because that's what you're hoping.
Yeah.
Is that the game of soccer improves, not just the Milwaukee Lutheran program.
That's right. It's good with the sport, if you everybody's growing and getting better. It's always good for the sport.
Hey, before we get, we've got another 5 minutes in this segment. I wanted to focus on one of the things that you had written an email to me, and we had talked a little bit about it. And I think it's important that we bring this up. You said, "Look, our we have a little bit of a different focus now with the Junior Red Knight soccer program, and in general, you don't think that there's enough focus in the city from the minority community to play soccer, and the Junior Red Knight program is now focusing, especially on the girls' side, focusing on girls' soccer to help more participation from girls from the minority community.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's lacking at this point?
I think so, for sure, especially coaching at Milwaukee Lutheran, where we have a lot of minorities. We just don't have the numbers for them to come out and play soccer. We can barely make about one varsity team from our school right now. So that's an issue. And there's a lot of girls out there who I think could benefit a lot from playing soccer.
How any of your assistant coaches in the building?
Yes. He's one of the coach. One is a teacher there too. So.
Okay. So that's got to help, because you would think walking down the hall, you might want to say to a couple of girls, look, We got some spots on the soccer team if you want to come give us a shot.
Right.
Are you willing to take girls that are freshmen who have never played before and say, come out and play?
Yeah.
That's hard, isn't it?
I mean, it is hard, but, hey, what can you do sometimes?
You need bodies.
Yeah, you need bodies. It's hard when you're playing against, like, teams like Pewaukee, where they have girls who have played soccer for 15 years before high school. So
right.
It's like, how do you play like that with girls like that? So it's like,
I don't know how you compete with
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And I really don't. In the Brookville area, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got these youth programs that are doing really well on both the boys and girls side.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're going to ask, you know, in your conference alone, Pewaukee is at the top team. Are they, especially on the girls
yeah,
side?
Yeah, for sure. Pewaukee, Nibble and Eisenhower, who wouldn't stay last year.
Yeah.
Sherwood, I think they're probably winning conference this year. I think we might peak to win conference this year. Then you have New Button West also is pretty strong. So
the idea behind not only the set, all this stuff that you're doing, you wake up in the middle of the night with some of these ideas, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, what he's trying to do through this Junior Red Knight soccer program, if I had a pinpoint, I would say, look, he wants to introduce this sport again to kids that, you know, he wants them to learn the game of soccer, fall in love with it, but also at the same time strengthen this Milwaukee Lutheran program, because you're coaching both the boys and the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get to an early break. Other side of the break, I want to continue to talk about this Junior Red Knight program. Got a couple of questions for Oswald as far as the mission statement, what the cost is to get involved with some of this stuff, how he's finding, where he's finding his coaches, and things like that. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern, we're talking Junior Red Knight Soccer. He is the director of the Red Knight Junior Red Knight Soccer program. He's Oswald Vachois. Hey, let's talk a little bit about a little more on the 7-on-7. I've got a couple of other questions for you. The participation fee and the money that schools have to pay to participate in that is what?
That's $500 per team.
500?
Yes, and you get 10 games. So as I think it's pretty worth it compared to other leagues that you pay maybe like $800 for like five games.
Right.
So it's
like, yeah, that is, especially if they're asking these kids to participate and have to pay for some of it. That's, I mean, if they've got 10 kids on a team, probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you sub in?
Yeah, sub in and out. So usually I say about 10 to 12 people on a roster. So that way it's kind of nice subbing and rhythm there.
Yeah, can coaches coach during that period?
No.
Okay.
But they can come and watch. Because WIA rules can have contact in the summer, so.
Yeah, WIA rules. How familiar are you with all those? You get a lot of them, don't you?
Yeah, a lot of them, yeah. So I try to stay in line with the rules.
Hey, my next guest in here is the basketball coach at South Division.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, your guest right now, he said, make sure that there's a lot of rules WIA has that. Yeah, and I know this as a basketball coach. It is really unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
They spend a lot of time to make sure your socks are not, you know, doesn't have a logo on, but they're not going to move. Yeah. We won't get started in the WIA. I'm not happy with them right now. Hey, when these other teams join and get involved in the 7-on-7, is it competitive? I mean, do these guys get after a little bit?
Yeah, some teams do, especially at the higher division level. For like, cause we have two divisions. One is upper level and one is lower level. So like more, like Wavish Bay or Pius, the more programs that are established in the state, they play in that higher level of competition. So they're usually more competitive with each other. They want to win, even though it's summer league.
Right.
Then you have JV, where it's like more kids getting touches, getting ready for high school. And
I think anytime they're keeping score, yeah, you want to win. Hey, one of the cool things about the 7-on-7 is there are some college coaches that have committed to you to come scout this,
mm-hmm,
to watch some of the talent in this area. And you're talking about schools like Concordia and UW-Whitewater and UW-Madison and St. Norbert, Viterbo, Madison College, Carthage, Carroll, MSOE, number of schools that have committed to you that they'll send their college coaches there to scout some of these kids.
That's correct, yes.
It's a big part of this thing.
Yeah, so it's kind of worth your while for you to come and play. And
yeah.
Get yourself on the scene out there, on the map.
So. Yeah, I think that is. A lot of kids, a lot of kids want to play sport, want to play something at the next level when they're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard to play at the next level when some of the sports, especially like a basketball, where you've only got 15 kids total.
Mm-hmm.
And in soccer, if you're a standout soccer player, you're going to get a chance to play at the next level.
Right.
Did you play in college?
Yes, I did for 1 year.
Where at?
I'm a kid.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Decided that you didn't want to do that anymore?
Yeah. School got hard, so yeah. I cannot focus on that.
Yeah, good for you. I think that was probably a really good move for you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you've kept your toe in it. What else is going on then this summer? If kids want to get involved again, the camp that we wanted to kind of have you put this on the calendar is June 24th through the 28th, 9 to noon, June 24th through the 28th. They're hosting the camp with the Ace Soccer Club, and it's free to kids. Similar to last year, free to kids. We're hoping the weather's going to be a little bit better this year than it was last year. They had around 15 to 20 kids each day last year, but you can come for the full week, 9 to noon, June 24th through the 28th, and you can go to their website. It's the easiest easiest way to get a hold of these guys. It's JR or Junior, Junior Red Knights SC, JuniorRedKnightsSoccerClub.com. Just Google that, and all the information that you're going to need, not only on that summer camp, but the 7-on-7 soccer program. You've got until April, what did you tell me? April
29th.
The end of April. if you're a high school team, high school coach, wants to get involved in that, that's for the boys' soccer programs. And if you think 7-on-7 is a good idea, get these kids away from playing video games all summer long, get a chance to get some touches on the soccer ball, create some chemistry on your team, it's a really good opportunity. Were you surprised at the amount of teams that you had last year and then the growth that you've had this year?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, first year, recruiting was tough because you start from scratch. You have no idea, like, who's going to be interested, who will not be interested. So after 1 year, teams really liked it. So they told other teams about us, which is, I think, the best promotion for you is to have other people talk about you.
Right.
What you can do for yourself. So that was surprising to me. Like, wow, we doubled in size from last year to this year. So it's like, okay, it's pretty cool.
Do you have a JV program? I know the girls you don't, correct?
Yeah.
But on the boys, do you?
Yeah.
And the kids that played last year on the JV program, did they have much success on the field?
So some of them are like first time players.
Right.
So a little bit of a struggle, but they grow a lot and they somehow get better in like 2 or 3 years. They start to like actually do some soccer moves and like doing all this crazy stuff. I'm like, wow, okay, this is impressive. Why didn't you play when you were younger? But
right. So because maybe the opportunity wasn't there. And again, that's one of the reasons and in what we had talked about last segment and certainly in your email, that there is a different focus. Mm-hmm. And you kind of feel that's personal to you. Mm-hmm. Do you want these kids from the city, and especially on the girls' side from the minority community, to get a chance to at least be introduced to this sport? Have you found through the 3 years you've been doing this, Oswald, that some of these kids who have never been introduced to the sport, when they get introduced to it, they fall in love with it?
Yeah. And some of them are actually natural at it too. We had this one player, Ezalte, who came out his junior year. Actually, his junior came out for the first time playing soccer.
Okay.
So he was on JV his junior year. Senior year, he was on varsity starting, and he made all conference in North Shore Conference.
Really?
Yes.
Did he go on and play anywhere, or is he just going to school?
He's going to school right now, but it's imagine this one guy played for 1 year, and he makes all conference in one of the toughest states in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Oh, I bet he's playing. I bet he fell in love with it then.
Yeah.
When you have that kind of success, and look, there's different types of success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a team, you can have a lot of team success. Mm-hmm. Individual success, when you have it both, is you know, kind of similar to what's going on in this basketball program at Martin Luther right now. This year, mm-hmm. had a lot of success.
Mm-hmm.
Some individual kids, and then as a team. And that certainly... not only benefits the program but and the school, mm-hmm. but these kids on an individual basis. I think it's important for that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Hey, with this girls program that you're trying to put together, again, it's We Play for Him is kind of what the term is between Martin Luther and Milwaukee Lutheran and Lakeside Lutheran. That part of it, when somebody says, hey, look, I don't understand what that means, We Play for Him, how do you explain that?
So again, Jesus is the first in our lives,
right.
So we put Him first in everything we do. We will start with the prayer.
Right.
He's the center of our lives. We put Him first in everything we do. So we play for Him. So we're talking about.
Yeah, I think that's important. What's the vision for you here? If you look into the future, Oswald, and we can look short term, and then let's look long term. For the Milwaukee Lutheran soccer program, what are you hoping for short term as far as how many kids and being competitive in the conference? Do you think that's coming here in the next couple of years?
I believe so. One thing really is changing the culture with the program. Kind of being on a losing end for the last few years has kind of put a dent on the program for a bit. So really hoping to change the program, having a new excitement and just you know, passion for the game. I think that's very important to kind of changing the culture.
It's hard,
yeah,
to change the culture.
Yeah.
You know, when happens, and I've seen it firsthand, is when the game is tied,
mm-hmm.
and there's, you know, in your sport, when there's 6 minutes to go,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden these kids go, well, we're not going to win because mm-hmm. we never win.
Right.
And all of a sudden, or there's a trust factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this back doesn't trust – you know, this guy, and so he starts moving this way to help, and then he gets beat.
Mm-hmm.
Changing culture is a really difficult thing to do, and I'm sure that's what keeps you up at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. And the participation part, are numbers going up a little bit for you?
Oh, yeah. For sure. This year we're supposed to grow, because last year we barely had a JV team. So right. This year, hopefully,
who coaches the JV team?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
We are process of hiring a couple coaches to coach. So
yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we gotta find the right fit to.
It's hard, to bring somebody in and say, hey, look, you got to help turn the culture around. Mm-hmm. That's difficult. Hopefully you'll find somebody in the building. I always find that certainly benefits, because they get a chance to see these kids, talk to these kids every day, mm-hmm. find out what's going on in their lives, mm-hmm. and invest not only in them in soccer, but certainly invest in their lives, which makes a big difference for sure. Hey, one of the other things that you had talked about in your email is the fact that even though there's some clubs like Simba and Ace and Pride that are focusing on kids from the minority community, you don't think there's enough focus on that. What made you come up with that? Why do you think there's not enough focus
on especially on the girls' side?
Yeah,
just again coaching high school and seeing all these girls coming into high school who have potential, but they don't have that touch of a chance of playing soccer. So we have these girls who are like really good athletes. They are very coordinated and like, wow, okay, she's pretty good. She's doing something in 2 or 3 years. They're doing something well.
Right.
So imagine if they played since they're like maybe 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
What would they be by now? So.
And that camp, the camp that we've been talking about, what's the age group on that? The camp is June 24th through the 28th. Again, 9 to noon at Milwaukee Lutheran High School. It's a youth camp. And again, it's a free youth soccer camp. And their idea is, hey, look, come on out. If you're a kid that's never played before, that's okay. But give it a shot. It's not going to cost, as a parent, it's not going to cost any money to find out if these guys, if Oswald and his group can teach these kids the game of soccer enough at that early age to fall in love with it. What's the age at that camp?
So 4K, so 4 years old to 8th to 8th grade, so 13, 14 years old.
You're going to have 4K?
Yeah.
Really?
We had a couple last year. I was like, okay, why not? Because last year we had from 6 to 12.
Okay.
So we had a bunch of 4-year-old coming. Like, okay, why not bring them in too? So
man, I've got a 5-year-old grandson. Maybe I'll drop him off for that.
That'd be great.
Yeah, good luck with him. Yeah. He came up to me a couple weeks ago and he said, Papa, there's Monday, Tuesday, and Punch Day.
Punch Day.
And Punch Day. And he's at that right height, Oswald. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, you punch me again, I'm going to hit you back. He said, you're so big. And I said, don't be doing that Monday, Tuesday, Punch Day thing with me, young man. He started laughing. So, yeah, I'm not sure how we do in a camp like that, but we may find out.
Yeah.
We may find out. Again, June 24th through the 28th, not going to cost you a dime. It's a free summer camp. Do they get shirts or anything?
Yes, they do.
They get T-shirts?
They get T-shirts, yeah.
If they don't have a soccer ball, is that okay? You'll supply one?
Yeah, we have everything for them too. All you can just come with the right attitude. Come on and have fun.
There you go. Junior Red Knights Soccer. Go to Junior Red Knights SC Soccer Club.com. Oswald, it's good to see you, sir.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You're doing
good work in this community.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.